This week, the European Union Statistical Office, Eurostat, published a report on the state of the family in the 25 member states. In the survey, the Czech Republic comes across as average, but with one exception, the divorce rate. It was found to be higher than in all other EU members except Lithuania. Pavla Horáková has more.
With 3.2 people out of every 1,000 getting a divorce in 2004, the Czech Republic tops the list in Europe. The Eurostat survey used figures for 2004, but the Czech Statistics Office has already released the numbers for last year.
We registered 31,800 divorces in 2005. This number was by 1,800 lower than in the previous year, and even the lowest one for last 5 years. The drop in the number of divorces resulted in a slight decrease of the share of marriages terminating by divorce, namely from 49% in 2004 to 47% in 2005.
Even though the recent drop may only be a glitch in the statistics, according to Terezie Krečmerová from the Czech Statistics Office, the data indicates that the divorce rate might be beginning to stabilize after decades of rising, from some 16% in 1960 to the current figure of just below 50%. This means that every second marriage eventually breaks up. But a large percentage of Czechs are willing to give it another shot. Jitka Richtaříková is a demography professor at Charles University.
That's a very special situation in the Czech Republic because we have the same remarriage rate for males as well as for females. It means that about 40% of males or 40% of females remarry after divorce. For instance, in Slovakia or in other Western countries, remarriage rate is higher for males than for females.
So forget about the stereotype of the middle-aged wealthy man marrying his young and pretty secretary while his ex-wife remains on her own. Demographer Jitka Richtaříková challenges another stereotype about divorce.
There is a myth that people who are university graduate divorce the most. It's not the truth. In the Czech Republic, the highest divorce rate, and it means also the highest proportion of divorced people, is in people with basic educational attainment, and university graduate people are the most conservative. It means that they divorce less, and they have also the lowest proportion of non-marital births.
According to Jitka Richtaříková, as a largely secular society, Czechs are generally very tolerant of divorce. Also, large-scale employment of women in the decades after the Second World War contributed to the increase in the divorce rate. Women who had their own income and usually no more than 2 children found it easier to separate from their husbands than women in the West. So the next few years will show whether the long-term increasing trend has really stopped or has indeed actually reversed.
Thanks, Pavla Horáková.